The question was asked, do we view Yiftach's daughter as pious as Yitzchak Avinu? So a little bit of background. It says in the book of Judges in Shoftim that we had a leader who led us to war, who was arrogant, and he was power hungry, and when he went to war and was successful, he took a vow that the first thing that would greet him when he comes home would be offered as a sacrifice to God. And when he came home, his only daughter came out to greet him, and he said to her, "You've destroyed me because I've taken a vow." And she said, "Fulfill your vow with me, Dad, but give me some time. Let me go to the mountains. Let me go to the rabbis, and let me bring some halachic arguments against you." And she did. She said, "Yaakov Avinu said, 'God, whatever you give me, I will tithe. Asera asrenu lach, I will give you a tenth.'" Why do we ever hear that Yaakov Avinu took one of his children and sacrificed him to God? She said, "Aren't there other ways out of this vow? Can't you annul the vow? Can't you pay off the vow?" She had all kinds of great halachic arguments. And in his arrogance, he refused to listen. And although he could annul his vow, as we learned, the Torah permits there are halachic loopholes, there are ways out of a vow. Out of his arrogance, he refused to go to the rabbis and annul his vow. And although she pleaded with him and argued with him halachically, it was to no avail. And then the Navi uses euphemistic terms and tells us, and then he fulfilled his vow. And it doesn't tell us what he did. It says the girls would go to weep over her 4 days a year because she never got married. But what did he do to her? Doesn't say. It says he fulfilled his vow. So we have two opinions among the rabbis. One opinion says he locked her up in a house to be a hermit, that she should pray her whole life and be dedicated as a holy woman to God. And the other opinion says that he slaughtered her. He made her into a human sacrifice. So if he slaughtered her, so then your question is, well, then she was willing to do what she thought was pious. But can you compare a situation where a person gives up their life because God said so, and a situation where a person gives up their life because their father, who is not learned, said so? I don't know if it's fair to compare. You know, she might have had good intentions, but good intentions, in Judaism we say intentions are not enough. We do take a person to task. Did you get it right or not? That is the first theme of the book of the Kuzari, the philosophical work of the Kuzari. The non-Jewish king has a recurring dream in which he's told, your intentions are good, but your actions are not. And there we have that pivotal point where intentions are just not enough. You got to do what's right. You can't say, I meant well. Well, meaning well is an important component. It's not everything. It's not only about where your heart is. So she had good intentions, but what did she do? So that's the first point we would have to wonder about. But there's a different point, and that is, do we know if she had an out? He was the chief general. Did she have a place to run? Did she have a choice? And the third point is that whenever we view these things, so we would have to be very careful, because the verses certainly sound like she was a very pious woman. It sounds like she had good intentions and she tried to do what was right. And so unless we have a clear indication either from the Tanakh itself or from Chazal, it would be wise of us to say, for lack of a better source, I leave it as an unknown. For us to start giving grades, he was more pious than him, well, it's a little bit dangerous. How do we really know? You know, Lot's daughters were very pious women. Yet, if you read the text, you might not get that picture. The man whose concubine was raped to death was a very pious person. Yet, if you read the text, you certainly don't get that impression.
Even the big picture, but something there that say that she was.
Okay, I'm just saying, the question has to be re-evaluated with that in mind. Can I really give grades if Chazal didn't give me grades? Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu's other wife, Keturah Hagar, was a very pious woman. We wouldn't have known that. Chazal tells that Yishmael did tshuva. Ultimately, Yishmael died in piety.
Not
We wouldn't have known that. Menashe, you see in Chronicles, in Divrei Hayamim. So I'm saying, unless Chazal clearly tell us, I would be wary of giving grades. At the end of the day, we do not find, to the best of my knowledge, any source that gives her great credit for what she did. And that, at least to my understanding, that puts her on not such a high level. She was violated in whichever way it was, either by being locked up in a house or being killed. But whether that's viewed as an act of piety, I'm not aware of anywhere that she's given credit for it. I'm not aware of such a source.